As is the practice the world over, during Christmas, organizations and churches are holding festivals of nine lessons and carols to hear out the season. This has been a feature the world over since its inception about two centuries ago. What does this festival mean to Christendom? You find out more in this piece put together by Barbara Yakubu.
The Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols is a traditional Christian worship heralding the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, the story of the fall of humanity, the promise of the Messiah, and the birth of Jesus is told in nine short Bible readings from Genesis, the prophetic books, and the Gospels, interspersed with the singing of Christmas carols, hymns, and choral music. It was popularized by the King's College of Cambridge University in 1880, and a key purpose of the service is to keep men out of nightclubs on Christmas Eve. The first festival of nine lessons and carols at the King's College, Cambridge, was held on Christmas Eve in 1881. Today, this festival is marked all over the world, including Ghana. In the next few days, organizations and institutions such as Parliament and the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation will hold the festivals of nine lessons and carols. What is the essence of this period? Reverend Father Blaise Bobby Atachi of the St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Accra explains.
An event, a very beautiful one, of course, that dates back 1880 in England churches. Today, I would say it is embraced and celebrated by many Christian churches.
Nine lessons and carols. Why nine and not ten or eight?
It's difficult to tell. I can say that the nine lessons, they trace the history of salvation, beginning with the creation story, the fall of man, the promise of the Messiah, and the various significant events of the Messiah. It ends with the birth of Jesus Christ. Traditionally, the ninth reading comes from either the Gospel of Matthew announcing the birth of Jesus, or that of Luke, or that of John, which talks about the Word having existed since creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
What does it mean to us?
The Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, when it is observed, when it is celebrated well, it prepares our minds and sets us in the proper biblical spiritual mood for Christmas. It makes us appreciate how much God has done for us. It also tells us about the human origins of Jesus, that Jesus is truly human. Traditionally, it was celebrated on the 24th of December, that's Christmas Eve. But I guess because of the schools and colleges situation where they have to break before Christmas, they tended to celebrate it before the 20th.
Apart from the nine lessons and carols, can we be ushered into the Christmas mood in another way?
In fact, these days, many churches have contextualized it to suit our Ghanaian situation. I've been to services where the lessons or the readings are seven instead of nine, and the hymns or the carols are not just nine to correspond with the nine readings. Sometimes they are longer. Different choirs in the churches take turns to sing two, three songs after a reading. We also have a situation where at the end of the lessons, for instance, when the ninth lesson about the birth of the Savior is proclaimed or announced, then often the children's service, they stage the nativity play. There are also what we call the Christmas message. People have adapted it according to their own taste.
Let the period of the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols kindle your heart for Christmas.
That was a piece on the essence of the festivals of nine lessons and carols put together by Barbara Yakubu.